USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. That's the sound as hundreds of migrants tried to storm the U.S.-Mexico border yesterday, leading U.S. border agents to use tear gas to break up the group. Now, President Trump says the U.S. may close its southern border permanently if necessary. He tweets this morning that Mexico should send the migrants at the southern border back to their countries and that many of them are, quote, stone-cold criminals that are not going to come into the USA. Firefighters have fully contained the Camp Fire in Northern California. Officials in Butte County say that it killed 85 people, it injured three firefighters, and destroyed around 19,000 buildings, most of them homes. A Midwest snowstorm has caused over 1,000 air flights to be canceled today, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
President Trump heads to Mississippi for two campaign appearances today. He'll be stumping for Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith in her U.S. Senate runoff against Democrat Mike Espy. The rallies in Tupelo and Biloxi come a day before a Tuesday runoff. Over the holiday weekend, over a dozen federal agencies released a report that details the dire effects of climate change on the United States. Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah weighs in on it during an appearance on Meet the Press on NBC.
I look forward to digging into the report and listening to what other experts on the outside have to say about it. I think it's important anytime we take a report like that to examine what public policies they might have in mind, what public policies that could be brought forward that would address the problem they're addressing without simultaneously devastating the U.S. economy.
The report claims climate change could cause the U.S. economy to lose hundreds of billions of dollars by the end of this century. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.
An Israeli prosecutor is recommending that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu be brought up on corruption charges. He's alleged to have taken more than $250,000 from people in exchange for help with various issues. A report from the state prosecution's tax and finance department argues there's enough evidence for an indictment right now of Netanyahu. There are other pending cases against the prime minister in which no recommendations have yet been made. Netanyahu has maintained his innocence while dismissing criticism as fake news and a witch hunt. Senator Angus King says he doesn't think having troops at the U.S.-Mexico border is a very good idea. On CBS's Face the Nation, the Maine Independent said yesterday the United States is currently in a gray area surrounding the order that was signed by White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. The order that says troops are allowed to use forms of law enforcement or lethal force if need be, but King says it questions a long-standing law that says there shall be no use of federal troops for law enforcement purposes. And a fundraising campaign hoping to rebuild a film set at the Paramount Ranch in California, a set that was destroyed by the Woolsey Fire that started on November 8th outside of Simi Valley. Over 300 movies and TV series episodes were filmed at the set known as Western Town. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.